The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
These days, the hustle's nonstop. When you need to unwind, reach for a Coors Light. It's the only beer that's literally made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. You know it's time to chill when the mountains on the cans and bottles turn blue. Don't feel like running to the store? Get Coors Light delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. So kick back with Coors Light. It's mountain cold refreshment made to chill. Coors Brewing Company in Golden, Colorado encourages you to celebrate responsibly.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, thanks for downloading this podcast. If you want to listen live, be sure to download the iHeartRadio app and search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Hour two of Fantasy Sports today is here. It's time to dive into some buy low candidates in fantasy football. Also, our Thursday night props preview is upon us as well. Fantasy Sports today, hour two starts now.
Fantasy Sports Today.
Toward the end zone, it is caught. Seattle's going to the Super Bowl.
Fires up the middle. Pass is caught by Owens. Owens made the catch.
Pass is caught. To White. He's in! Patriots win the Super Bowl!
And welcome back. This is Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish, Joe Pizzapia with you here. Stay tuned all day long with our content on FNTSY Radio. We got Sean Guastamacchia's show on TV, 4 o'clock Eastern. Check it out on Zubo TV at The Betting Window. Joe, this weekend, are you locked and loaded? Are you ready for your weekend over at the FanDuel Casino over at the Meadowlands? You getting ready?
Oh, yeah. Oh, Sportsbook's going to be rocking, baby. Me and Mike Blewett doing the DFS show at 8 and then 9. Roto Experts in the morning with me at the desk. The Ego Trip all by myself. But I am joined by Davis Maddock for the Fantasy Roundtable. And, of course, Jim Day, my remote co-host. So good stuff there. Get you ready. 2 hours. You get up. You have your coffee. You get ready. You set your lineups. It doesn't get any better than that.
Yeah, another football weekend is here for sure. I got Florida Auburn on my sights on Saturday.
That's going to be fun. What time is that game, by the way?
3:30.
3:30 game. Okay.
Yeah, the SEC usually takes those main games at 3:30. Although Alabama LSU could end up being a night game. We'll see this year. I'm not sure what time they'll start that game. But what's interesting, I think, to start off with before we get to some buy lows here, Joe, is that the NHL season kicked off last night. The NBA season is less than a month away. And I've never played in an NHL fantasy league. I used to play in NBA fantasy leagues until it got so nuts that there was like built-in rest for a lot of the players, and I just simply couldn't keep up. So I dumped that. But are you still a player at all in, in those two formats? And is there a preferred format for people who are considering getting into that?
I got roped into an NHL Fantasy League once a couple years ago, and I had a blast. And I basically just applied the relative position value theory to the system. And knowing, again, I love hockey. You give me a hockey ticket right now, I'm there tonight. What time's the game? I love it. One, probably the most fun contest to go to in sports. But having a limited knowledge at best of the league, I was able to be competitive. I think I finished in the top four of the 12. I think I was in there. I didn't win, that's for sure. But I definitely finished in that grouping. I actually think I won money in it. And the basketball, for the first time I did it last year, I had a cram session with my buddy Scott Bogman from In This League, who's Mr. Basketball. And that helped quite a bit. And I went out there and I was very competitive in that. Won my money back, made the playoffs, didn't win any money, but made my money back at least. So that was fun. You're right. NBA gets real tough because of all the up to the minute sits and all those things like that. So that's kind of tough. It's why I think even in the DFS world, a lot of people got frustrated. And if you're not willing to pay attention all the way up until lineup lock, it's a tough thing to get involved in. So you've really got to be locked in there. I'll tell you what, I would like to do it again. I think it's fun. I think it's good to expose yourself to different sports and, sure, you know, the excitement of that. But do you have any interest in doing any other?
Not really. No,
football, baseball? No,
not really. And with the NBA, at the very least, they announced that they're going to announce when players are out, I think now 60 minutes before the game as opposed to 30. So that'll give folks
a little bit
more of a heads up. But I used to really be into fantasy basketball many years ago. And we're going way far back. But I just can't have the overlap with so many of these different leagues going on.
Well, that's what's hard. Yeah.
I just can't do it. Like, my baseball teams take a hit in September every year, and I have yet to figure out that dynamic as to how to really manage football and baseball in September.
Do you notice that a lot of those touts who win those leagues kind of take advantage of that, and they're also the touts that don't cover a second sport?
It could be, man.
I've noticed that.
Maybe that's the way I should. Now, in the baseball leagues that I've played in, this past year, I don't know how you would rank importance. To me, it's putting money in, but let's just go with the non-money leagues. The Great Fantasy Invitational, which was 15 teams in the league, I finished the middle of the pack. It was not a good league. It was not a good year. Tout Wars, I had the best. I had Jack Flaherty, Jacob deGrom, Ronald Acuna, and I still ended up finishing 8th out of 12. So a brutal year for me there, too. The previous show that I hosted, we did a show league with me, my former co-host, my producers, and all the listeners of the league, and it was a head-to-head, and I won that league. And then the money league that I do an NL only money league over on ESPN. It's a few hundred bucks, and I finished second in that league, so I doubled my money. So overall, I made money, but I mean, like, I didn't win any. The one league was free, big deal. So amongst people who were listening to my show, I won. Like, what does that really amount to? To me, not much. So in the four or five leagues that and then the old host league that I was in, I finished in last place. Just punted on that league, just bad. So I did not have a great year. But also, when it came to September, we got to like the second week, Joe, in September. I looked at my teams. I'm like, man, if I don't start paying closer attention to this, I'm going to start dropping. I noticed in my home league, the NL league, I had no shot to win, but I had a chance to finish third if I didn't pay attention. And it was getting really close. And I'm like, wait a second here. What am I doing? I got to start paying attention to this or I'm going to fall. And my start started going down. My innings started going down. The counting stats started going down. And it was a little bit of a failure. So to me, well, to add
my league ends September 1 for this reason, that's part of it too, is because
And by the way, a head-to-head league, it was set up at the beginning and I didn't take a close look at it. We went right to the wire. We went right down to last week. That is terrible. That was just
you don't want championships to be decided that. It's just like, it's like playing week. I feel like September
is
like week 17 championships. Like, you're just asking for trouble. All these weird variables with injuries and other stuff, it all creeps up. It's not a good look at all. And your league September 1st, everybody's happy. Everyone else who plays football. But I'm telling you, I look at the industry leagues in the last couple of years especially, and I feel like the people who have won the tout war stuff are standalone baseball people who have nothing else to do except every day look for the guy on the waiver wire who's going to get them two steals on Thursday. And that's tough. It's very difficult for someone like me.
Listening to the show, it would be hard to believe. And look, I think that it goes without saying that now that you're hosting with me, you could see that. And I'm not patting myself on the back at all with this, but you can see that. You see that I have extreme football knowledge when it comes to doing this. Okay.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm not a rookie. I know what's going on here, and all of the leagues and all of the teams.
No, you're not just
hosting and throwing it over to you. But that being said, I will say that for the first time this year, I have thought about what you just said. I've never thought about it before in my entire life, but this was the first year that I thought, you know, maybe I should just do one sport, you know, like
I thought about it.
I did.
If you want to last as a professional in this business anymore.
Yeah, but
the football is.
But I feel like with gambling, I could just go that route and just sail into the sunset.
No, football is more than all those other sports combined.
I understand that. But it's
and
so
I can tell you from a book sale standpoint, I don't know what the listener standpoint here is in the show, but I'm not saying it's a marked difference. And plus, I don't think football is that hard to, like you said, get in a couple weeks before, prep in what's going on, and go draft and then enjoy the season. And it's a lot less of a grind than the baseball season. So I don't think it's you should abandon it. And
it's not about abandoning it. It's just that I think that I've taken on too much. I think that's the point with football. I think I've taken on too many leagues.
Well, that's why I'm here to relieve the burden from you of that a little bit. See? Just a little. You could still be smart about it, but I've enjoyed
the Guillotine League. We've talked about it a lot, okay?
Yeah.
But I'm playing in this contract league, I'm playing in my home league, I'm playing in this other league. It's just there's so many different leagues that I'm in that I'm a professional, but I'm also a professional dad like you. Like I have like so many other things going on. I have live streams on Wager Alarm. You know, doing influencer stuff, doing gambling stuff. I'm not complaining. I'm living a charm,
working for a living.
Exactly. I'm not complaining. It's a charmed life. But if I could even make
it better, you want to be good at stuff. I feel like you're like,
yes,
hey,
I don't want to lose.
And
I am not. It has hurt me.
You're not sucking in the Guillotine League. Maybe. Here's an idea. I'm going to throw this out there. Maybe don't take the approach of cramming at the end, like you say, that doesn't matter.
Maybe it does matter a little bit. That's a waste. You lost me.
Knowledge of the pool is never.
You had me at hello. You lost me with that one. Does not matter. Any cramming I would have done. What would I have gotten to?
I think a little bit deeper knowledge of some of the things. You would have had Daniel Jones on your.
That's the only. You bring that. I was going to bring that up too, and that's the only thing.
Well, that's the first thing that pops in my head. But no, I mean, I can't go.
I would have had Daniel Jones along with Eli Manning. That's it. That's the only thing that would have been different. But I did bid on Daniel Jones in that stupid league. I did. I just didn't bid high enough. That was
no. You would have drafted him if I was in.
No, there was an auction, Joe. It was an auction.
Yeah, and
I bid on Daniel Jones. I did not get him.
Yeah, but you would have if I was running that auction with you. You would.
I tried. I didn't get him.
You know what? Maybe it's time for you to do a team effort. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe you need somebody to take the burden off you. Again, help me help you. Help me.
All right.
Help you.
We have to take a break. We'll be back with more fantasy sports today. We got Thursday night props. Don't go away.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Are you a Henry? It stands for high earner, not rich yet. It means that despite earning a six-figure income, you're struggling to amass any meaningful nest egg. Our friends at The Motley Fool can help. Since 1993, they've been providing investment advice, helping members build the financial future they envision. To kickstart your 2021 financial goals, they're offering 5 of their favorite stock picks for free. Realizing you're a Henry? Remember the not rich yet part. You can do it, and The Motley Fool can help. Visit fool.com/bestbets.
What's up? I'm Laura Carenti.
And I'm Alexa Kristen. We're the co-hosts of Adlandia, the advertising industry's most thought-provoking podcast.
We are here with Lisa Bradner, GM of Analytics, and Teddy Jaudi, Head of Product from Yieldmo.
So we're here to talk with Lisa and Teddy about making attention actionable. Let's start from the top. What is Yieldmo?
Yieldmo is a next generation marketplace powered by attention analytics, superior formats, and real-time data. We were really trying to say, how do we connect this ecosystem and make everything flow? I like to step back and say, all right, great, we've built the infrastructure, but let's talk about what we're putting through those pipes.
That's what we try to do at Yieldmo, is we try to, you know, there's great technology out there. You can buy ads, serve them anywhere, but what is actually making an impact? And we focus on trying to allow marketers to see that.
Always have to be listening for that surprise signal that signals an opportunity you may not be thinking about. And our agile data structure allows our brands to work with us to do just that.
Be sure to follow us on Twitter at Adlandia Podcasts and listen to Adlandia on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I like
Fantasy Sports Today.
And I like football. And I'm going to keep doing them both because they make me feel good.
All right, welcome back. This is Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish, Joe Pizzapia. One of the favorite things that I like about Thursday Night Football is that it is a standalone game. And before we get into these props, Joe, okay, so this is a game that I've gone back and forth and back and forth. I would love you to win one of these games on Thursday night, by the way, with a pick. It would be nice eventually, Joe, to hit one of these. So why don't you go ahead? I'll give you another crack at it this week, okay? I'm not saying that your weekend games have been bad at all, but your Thursday night games have not gone well.
No, so weekend's gone pretty well.
Okay, but Thursday night has not. So can we please get a good pick from you here on Thursday night? It is the Rams and the Seahawks. I think your Monday nights have been good too, honestly.
Yeah,
but Thursday night has not.
It's like a Thursday night. Anything can happen Thursday. Hold on, wait. Before we do the segment, let me pull myself from under the bus you just drove over.
Well, look, we call it how it is here on Thursday.
Yeah, but okay. Man.
Well, listen. I don't think you've won a game yet. So come on. So let's give people a reason to love you on Thursdays here.
Okay, fair enough.
All right. Rams and Seahawks. I don't remember what you picked yesterday, but we're just going to pretend like that didn't happen.
I don't think I did pick it yesterday.
I don't think you did. You can also pass if you feel like you're
talking about
was
the wrong team favored. That's
yes,
what we talked
yes.
about.
Yes. If you want to pass, you can pass. I am also, like last week, going to pass on the side, and I'm going to pick the under in tonight's game at 49.5. But you feel free to pick a side if you want in this one. I think to me, this is the toughest game so far to pick on the Thursday night slate.
Right.
I the way
and the one you're calling me out on top of it. So
well, you don't have to pick it. You could pass.
No, screw that. Now what am I? Some kind of pansy who's not going to pick
no,
it?
No, it's
now,
not a pansy. That's about being a professional wager is being able to pass. That's what this is about.
But you, I can't pass for the sake of the entertainment value of the show.
Oh yes, you can. You can say, listen, Craig, I really don't like the side or the total in this one, but I will tell you, I really love.
I don't. But now I have. Now it's a principle, and now I have to pick it. Because it's not like I can't get worse. What you're gonna make fun of me?
That's a fair point.
Thursday, come on.
Point.
Who cares?
That's a fair point. That is.
I can take
point.
It.
All right. Tough. So here's my view on the game.
Mm-hmm.
My heart says take the Rams. Because they're the better team. I love taking teams in the NFL coming off disasters. I love it. It's the biggest overreaction in all of professional sports. A team like Cleveland 2 weeks ago looks awful. They destroy the Baltimore Ravens. I love picks like that. I love taking teams. I'll tell you another one this week, like I did last week with Cleveland, the Cowboys. Oh, they're 100%. Bad.
I'm
they're
with you 100% on that.
Bad. Oh, my gosh. It looks so bad against the Saints. The Cowboys will probably crush the Packers.
Going to go over, though. Don't you think that's one of those games?
I haven't looked at the total in that one. But
I know Adams is out, but I don't care what the total is. It's going to go over.
I do like Dallas in that game. But this week, so my heart says the Rams. Every stat, every prediction says to take Seattle, though. The Thursday night games are always the in general the home team is winning and the home team is covering. I have to pass on this game other than thinking that the game is going to go under, Joe. So feel free to make a pick on this, and then I want to get into some of the props.
I'm going to go with your heart, and I'm going to go with the Rams because I do think there's an overcorrection there. I think McVay is a hell of a football coach. He's going to figure it out, and maybe this was the best thing in retrospect to happen to them. Maybe when they go back and analyze it, and maybe the short week is exactly what they need. But they can't dwell on the failure and have to get right back to work. And I think they're going to come out with a W. And part of the reason is because Seattle is not a very good football team either. Okay. They lost at home to New Orleans. They nearly lost at home to Cincinnati. And they beat Pittsburgh without Roethlisberger, and they beat the Arizona Cardinals. So I am color me unimpressed with Seattle so far. They are a team that has a lot to prove. Yes, statistically speaking, they should win. But I do believe in your heart, Craig Mish. So I think the Rams come out with a W. There you go. So clip it, Sean. Clip it so that I can
hopefully we get this one.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to wear that as like a shield as the bus rolls over.
Listen, this could be the one that you win. Right. If you win, I will be the first one on the show tomorrow to let everybody know.
Yeah, it's convenient. I was going to say convenient that I'm not on that show.
For you, it has been very convenient that you haven't been here on Friday.
Yeah, pick this. See you later. I'll see you on Monday, kids.
Well, Joe's not here today, coincidentally. Packers.
Do you do that? Do you bash me on Friday when I'm not here? That's adorable.
I don't do that. Well, Joe said, take the Packers. Eagles go.
We're not going to do that.
And definitely not on these props, because this is just flipping coins here a lot of the time. But we like the analysis, so let's go with it. Okay, Russell Wilson's passing yards tonight. These are all courtesy of FanDuel, by the way. Sportsbook over at FanDuel. Russell Wilson's passing yards, Joe, over under 258.5.
I am going to go under on this one. I'm going to go under. Defense shows up because they're going to get their butt handed to him in practice the last couple of days. So I'm going to say the under.
Yeah, I'm playing an under narrative for the game. So it would make sense for me to go under. If Russell Wilson throws for 350 yards, it means the Rams got off to a great start, scored a lot of points, and I would lose that total. So I will agree with this. Jared Goff's number, I suppose after throwing for 500 yards, you got to lift his number a little bit. So they did that here. 278.5.
This is a tricky one. The way they've been running this offense, I feel like it's got to be over. Not much over, but I feel like it's got to be over because they just refuse to run the football. Maybe that'll change, but I don't know, man. I think it's over.
I think they'll try to run tonight. I'll go under again here on this one, too. I think the Rams have to go back to trying it. I don't know if it will ever work again, but I think they have to try. Russell Wilson's pass completions is set at 21.5 tonight, Joe. Would you go over or under that one?
Oh God! Completions is such a random one. I'll go over on the completions because he's an efficient quarterback, if nothing else.
Okay, that sounds right. Goff pass completions is 24.5.
Over, because he's basically hit or exceeded that number in every game except one against New Orleans this year. So
okay,
I also can't go over on the yards.
On the yards, it wouldn't make sense. Yeah, so I'll have to go under there for that. Yeah,
okay, that's fine.
All right, Chris Carson busted out last week and had a pretty good game, although he didn't score, but 70.5 rushing yards. So basically over or under 70 is more or less this seems
over, but not
much. Yeah,
over, but not much.
Yeah, with Penny back, I don't know. I mean, we'll find out. I'm hoping over. I want this to be over. I need this to be over tonight, but I don't know that I will say that. Okay, now here's your magic number here. Todd Gurley. God,
kill me now.
58? Oh, my gosh. 58? Who would have thought?
Over. Over. I don't care. Over. Here it is. I've got the double middle fingers up to every. Here we go. You can't see it because it's radio. I don't care. Over. Here we go. Let's go. Todd Gurley.
What if I would have told you before we started this season that in week 5 of the NFL, Gurley's number would be 58.5, you would have said, oh my gosh, this season went completely wrong for this guy.
It did. Hey, look, I'm in for a penny, in for a pound, Mish.
You got to triple down on Gurley.
Yeah, triple down.
All right, Cooper Kupp, 75.5 yards.
I'm going to say over. He loves Cooper Kupp.
Who does? Who's he? You?
Goff. Goff loves Kupp. Okay. I'm going to go over. I love him too.
Talking third person. Okay. 75. I'll go under that. Cook, 70.5.
I didn't say Joe loves him.
He loves him.
Joe loves him. Let me tell you what Joe loves. Joe loves
him. He puts it in the basket. Brandon Cooks puts the lotion. 70.5.
Under.
I like that too a lot. Circle that one. I think that's my favorite. Robert Woods yards, 65.5. He had so many yards last week. So this is a big overreaction here. I don't think his number's been 65 all year.
Over. I think it's him.
Over
and it's
again.
Kupp.
Okay.
Yeah. It's him and Kupp. It's not Cooks.
Okay. Tyler Lockett, 75.5.
Under. Because if I believe the Rams are going to win this football game, then I got to go with the under here.
Okay. Jerron Brown, I don't know why I put his name in there, but I did. 17.5 yards. It's like one catch.
Under.
Under? I forgot to put Metcalf in there.
I was going
to
say DK's probably got it.
Yeah, his number's like 40. Okay, and then finally, if you like somebody on the board, click that link, Joe, to the FanDuel. Otherwise, you got to pick the first touchdown of the game. I don't see any value here in this game tonight. Everybody's less than 2-1. What's the point of betting this? Gurley +105, Carson +110, Kupp +135, Lockett. Now we're getting into making some money a little bit here. +145, Cooks +165. Will Disley showing up at +180.
Oh, why not? Will Disley's been a very favorite red zone target. Yeah, that's the best one on the board, I think. If you're going to go.
Okay, you want to
sure,
go.
Sure, why not? If you want to throw a dart.
I'm going to go Gurley. I'm going to take a crack at Gurley tonight here.
Dude, we're just all in. That's it.
This is the end. I did a whole show in the Super Bowl about how Gurley's not hurt and he's going to be great. That was a good show.
Hey, look. Look, I'm holding your hand with that one. You know I'm all in here. I'm all
week
in.
Week 8, Todd Gurley over.
Todd Gurley. And look, and if is this Gurley's last stand? Is this it?
We said that last week.
but he never touched the football. Like, if he's not touching the football and they're down by 30 points in the first half,
here's what I would say. I think the ship sailed. I do.
I'm starting to feel like we're drowning. I think it's like the Titanic. We're on it.
I think it's over. Yeah.
Somebody get the
I'm going to need a good game from him tonight in that guillotine. I need it. All right. Quick time out here. Buy Lowe's, trust or bust. Don't go away.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
These days, it feels like we're on 24/7. Between work, friends, family, and a million things piling up left and right, the nonstop hustle has taken over. And it's kind of a lot. Sure, Rise and Grind is all fine and dandy, but sometimes you just need a moment to turn off and hit reset. That's when you reach for a Coors Light. It's literally made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as refreshing and crisp as the Colorado Rockies, perfect for a moment to unwind. You know it's time to chill when the mountains on the cans and bottles turn blue. So when you want to hit reset, reach for Coors Light, the only beer that is mountain cold refreshment, made to chill. Don't feel like running to the store? Get Coors Light in their new look, delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Coors Brewing Company in Golden, Colorado encourages you to celebrate responsibly.
Hi, this is Bowen Yang here, and if you're as excited as I am about the upcoming fourth season of Search Party on HBO Max, then you'll want to tune in to Search Party, the podcast. I'm sitting down with the creators and stars of the dark comedy to delve deeper into the disturbing world inhabited by Dory, Drew, Elliot, and Portia. And to help us discuss Search Party's most prominent themes, we're inviting a very special celebrity fan to join each chat. Folks like Paul Scheer, Vanessa Bayer, Busy Phillips, Taryn Killam, and Kerry Brownstein, among many others. I couldn't be more excited to talk with these folks about one of my favorite shows on TV. So join us as we review classic moments, share behind-the-scenes anecdotes, and analyze the complex characters and unpredictable plot lines that make the series oh so much fun. Search Party Season 4 comes to HBO Max on January 14th. Meanwhile, be sure to subscribe to Search Party, the podcast, which premieres December 14th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish and Joe Pisapia.
Do you trust me?
Trust?
Do you trust me?
Or bust?
You are so busted.
All right, welcome back. This is Fantasy Sports Today. In this segment, we've got a little trust or bust headed your way. And then we have some buy low players that potentially Joe likes this week. But let's start off with a little trust or bust. Joe, Josh Jacobs, we're now officially rooting for Gardner Minshew to win the Rookie of the Year. And we'll tell you more about that in a minute. So I am rooting against every other rookie in the NFL because my money is on the line. But that being said, Jacobs looked pretty good last week. Oakland against Chicago, though, in London. Trust or bust Jacobs on the Raiders.
This is tough. It's tough because I don't know how many better options. I'll tell you what, I really trust him as a flex because you have to at this point, especially Tyrell Williams is dealing with injury too. So who knows how much that workload would be, but it's the Bears and it's difficult. I mean, they contained Dalvin Cook last week. So what is that going to do for Josh Jacobs? I can only hope that they get him a little bit more involved in the passing game. Maybe that'll help, but Roquan Smith's going to probably be back for this game too. So they're going to get another piece back to that defense. You have no choice. You have to trust him. But if it's a bust, you have to understand it's not on Jacobs. It's because of the Bears. That's it. And you can't keep taking pieces away from the Raiders and expect them to be any good.
Yeah, I would say probably a bust against that Bears defense. I think Jacobs, as the season goes on, is one of those guys that may not be you're going to talk about buy lows. He may be a pretty decent buy low, I think, for the remainder of the season. But the expectations were just way too high on this kid, I thought, going into the year.
Part of those pre-draft expectations were Antonio Brown being part of this offense. And if Antonio Brown is part of this offense and not a complete lunatic, then that does change 100% how defenses can and cannot, you know, stack the box against Josh Jacobs. Let's be honest.
Yeah, but how do you explain him only getting 10 touches and carries in these games? I don't think that's fair at all.
It's not, but I'm saying what I'm saying is it's a lot easier to
why wouldn't he get more usage?
He's getting less usage because of what defenses are doing. So they're trying to take what defenses are giving them, which is they're coming up front. And if you watch those Oakland Raider games, the defenses are coming up. They're stacking against Josh Jacobs. They're making Derek Carr beat them. That's what the Colts tried to do last week, and it backfired because Darius Leonard wasn't there to tackle anybody. So they were having backup tight ends catching touchdowns because Carr was able to, believe it or not, carve them up. That's what's going on. So unfortunately, when you have the opposite, when you have Antonio Brown out there and you have to double up him, or you pull a linebacker off to chip him or do something like that, that is an issue. And all of a sudden that opens things up for a guy like Josh Jacobs. And instead of eight in the box, it's a different look.
Okay. I don't agree with any of it, but I'll take
it. Well, it's all true. It's fake news.
I don't know if I'm buying that. If, to me, you lose Antonio Brown.
You and the facts thing. It's like you think Stephon Diggs had dropped a bunch of balls, but he didn't. He dropped one, and he's got a higher catch percentage than Adam Thielen this year. So listen, go figure.
Diggs has not had a good year.
It was a bad game, but it was the Bears.
Diggs fumbled twice already. He took his helmet off in the end zone, which cost them a game.
You're right.
He had a pass interference call on himself running into the end zone that cost his team.
So are you saying he's the next Brown? Is he the guy that's starting?
Not at all. Not at all. He's a great guy. Not at all. I'm just saying he has not had a good season.
He's frustrated. Would you be frustrated playing with Kirk Cousins?
I am sure. Adam Thielen is obviously too. But
yeah.
But he has not had. And again, he's on a couple of my teams, which gives me the ability to want to watch him more. And so I can't speak, for example, to Mike Williams on the Chargers because I have not watched every one of his plays. I have watched Stephon Diggs.
A lot.
Well, give me another receiver. A.J. Brown. I have not watched every play of A.J. Brown. I have watched almost every play of this Stephon Diggs, and it does not look good at all. And again, a lot on Cousins, too. But I've seen Diggs mess up a lot. Calvin Ridley from Atlanta at Houston. Kind of a strange team to leave in Atlanta here, but you can't really predict what the Falcons are going to do. Their underlying stats still look pretty good. Looks like the Falcons are getting it done, but they're just not getting it done on defense. And Ridley will be at Houston this week. Do you trust him or no?
I don't trust him, but I think you got to start him anyway. I'm hard pressed right now with the receiving injuries that have been out there to find somebody as your third receiver as a flex and a full PPR that you wouldn't throw out there. I think he's fascinating as a low ownership play in DFS single entry tournaments this week, though, just because the Texans defense is going to be very focused on Julio Jones, as they should be. I don't think they can stop him anyway. Mm-hmm. But I think we've seen Ridley before have monstrous games, and this could potentially line up as one of those. So in season long, I don't think you have a choice. I don't trust him. I think he's going to be a bust, but I think you have no choice. You have to keep rolling him out there. If you have Allison, I would play Allison over him. If you have Gallup and Gallup is healthy enough to play, I think you play him over him. I think you take your shots there with some of these guys that have a little bit more potential volume in their offense that's built in this week in the matchup than Ridley. But Other than that, I think you're stuck.
AJ Brown is coming off that big week. Speaking of him, he's against Buffalo this week. Do you just automatically insert him into fantasy lineups this week, or is it a bust?
You automatically insert him, but I'm telling you right now, I don't think it's going to go the way you want. That secondary is so good in Buffalo. Just take a look at what they did with Tom Brady and how they had to change. I mean, all of a sudden, Sony Michel became a thing again last week. I'm telling you, they are for real. They have shut down almost everybody. And I know they haven't played all the greatest teams necessarily, but it doesn't matter. I'm telling you, they cover well. They hit hard. This is not like playing the Falcons where everyone's just going to be open and no one can tackle anybody. So you throw him out there because you spent money on him and that's it. But I would not trust him this week, no.
Sterling Shepard
going to be a bust.
I agree. Sterling Shepard against the Vikings for the Giants this week. I was a little disappointed that Jones went away from Ingram, and I hope that's not a thing to come because I need some of him. But Shepard, what do you think about him? Sterling Shepard this week, trust or bust against the Vikings?
Trust, because Shepard moves to the slot now that Tate's back. This is a huge win for Shepard. Huge win. And I know the Vikings are a good defense, but Tate being back helps because it's just another person to account for, and Evan Ingram's another guy who has a matchup nightmare for a lot of linebacking cores out there. So it's absolutely trust for Sterling Shepard. And all you've seen from Daniel Jones is a comfort level from minute one with Sterling Shepard. So, and now you're moving into a more favorable slot for a young quarterback. 100% trust.
Oh, good. Okay. Philip Lindsay of the Broncos against the Chargers 2 weeks ago, a really good game. Last week, not so much. Still seems like he's a little bit of a timeshare, but Denver is committed to running the ball. I guess, do we trust that he'll get in the end zone this week, Joe?
You have to trust because of the volume of the run game period. And it's why Freeman is kind of a fringe flex play, too, because this is what they are. And it's not working out with W's, unfortunately. Now, part of the problem with the Broncos is every game they come out flat in the first quarter. Oh, my God. They are the flattest team. I don't know if it's a poor preparation. I don't know what it is. Maybe a good night's sleep. They need something, some greenies, something, because they come out so freaking flat in every game. And then they kind of make it interesting and you go, oh, look, the Denver Broncos are showing up. And then they just don't know how to close. And it's basically because they put themselves in a hole in the beginning of every game. And the Chargers have all kinds of problems here. But losing Chubb is a huge loss there for Denver. But look, Lindsay, you have to trust him because he is the best all-purpose running back on that team, regardless of who else gets any carries.
Yeah, I think you have to play him and hope for the best. But it's just so random in terms of their carries and kind of their game plan. But I will say this, last week they got off to a great start against Jacksonville and they couldn't close, which was not what they did in the previous three games. So we'll see if Denver can stay in the game with the Chargers this week. They're 7-point underdogs, almost 7-point underdogs. All right, real quick, let's run through some buy low candidates in fantasy. Joe, at the top of your list, I believe you have Le'Veon Bell.
Yes, this is it. I know some people didn't want to listen last week because the Jets were on a bye, but you have to do it now. Look, the schedule, Eagles this week, okay, whatever. Then Cowboys, Patriots, oh, it doesn't look good. Jaguars, oh, forget that. Week 9 on. This is for all of you 4-0 teams out there, go get Le'Veon Bell. Week 9, Dolphins, then Giants, then Redskins, then Raiders, then Bengals. Then you get into the fantasy playoffs because you're 4-0 team. You just acquired Le'Veon Bell. Dolphins, Ravens, Steelers. Hello, come on. Let us go. Let's do it.
Great schedule.
And Darnold will be back. This is your time to go get Le'Veon Bell. This is your last chance, probably, because Darnold's going to come back, and then everyone's going to be, oh, well, Darnold's back. It's going to be fine. Number two, DeAndre Hopkins. There's a lot of frustrated, I'm one of them, DeAndre Hopkins owners. The offensive line is killing Hopkins. That's what's killing Hopkins, because Watson can't get him the football. This week, he should get right, because even though that line still sucks, the Atlanta Falcons cannot tackle anyone, and Hopkins is the kind of guy it's going to be a matchup nightmare for that weak secondary. Adam Thielen, third, buy low on him because, again, this week's matchup, Craig Mish always likes to say, don't get too far ahead of yourself. They're playing the Giants. This is it. This is your salvo. This is your chance. Get Thielen. Who knows? Even if Thielen can have something of a respectable season going forward after this game, maybe this game is the confidence builder Kirk Cousins needs. Number four on this list, Devin Singletary. I just think it's an opportunity to buy low because the talent is there. The health hasn't been. And he's starting to get healthier and practice more. And I think, especially with the quarterback being injured, you're going to see a little bit of a push where the run game is going to be relied on a little bit more heavily in the weeks to come, even when Allen comes back. And last but not least, Mike Williams. Buy low on Mike Williams. The health is improving. It hasn't always been about bad play. It's been about poor health. So as long as he's getting healthy, production should follow.
Okay. I'm with you on Bell. I'm with you on Hopkins, although I don't think anyone would sell low on Hopkins. That would be the issue for me. With Bell, I could see some people selling low, but everyone knows about Hopkins, and I think he will break out and he'll be fine. I just don't know that someone's going to sell him for 70 cents on the dollar. Thielen, I agree with. So I think we're kind of 3 for 3. Singletary, of course, I do not. And Mike Williams, I'm like, I'm just going to have to trust you on that one there.
10 touchdowns last year, man.
Yeah, I'm just waiting to see that again here, you know? So
you got to be on the field to see it. That's the problem.
Well, maybe he won't be, though, you know? And that has to factor into the
It does, but what also factors in the cost of those last two guys. And the cost of Singletary is an all-time low. The upside is still there. It's only October. Same thing with Mike Williams. The cost is an all-time low, but the upside's still there. And the talent's still there. So it's a matter of health. So if they get healthy, these guys could be monsters. We could be looking up in November and going, man, boy, oh boy, Singletary, what a great season. Oh boy, look at Mike Williams. Just had, you know, 4 touchdowns this month. Unbelievable. That's the kind of stuff that they're capable of doing. And if you're going to get it on the cheap, it doesn't cost you anything to be wrong.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, I guess, yeah. I mean, they're kind of hit rock bottom. But anybody who drafted them certainly hasn't gotten the production, including myself. All right, we'll take a quick time out. When we come back, time to do a little baseball preview. Don't go away.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
It's no secret that our current healthcare system is broken. We're often taught to avoid the doctor unless we're already sick. This is where Forward comes in. Forward doctors deliver personalized insights to put you on the path to better health. And they're based right here in the San Francisco Bay Area. Forward doctors actually spend time listening and getting to know you. Using real-time blood results and genetic analysis, they build a preventative plan with you to mitigate any health risk. And the best part? Forward doctors make it easy by guiding you through small changes to your lifestyle today to achieve long-term results. With the latest technology and tools, Forward's high-caliber team of doctors deliver cutting-edge preventative care. Whether it's finding the root cause of a new problem, managing a condition, or building a plan to achieve your wellness goals, at Forward, your healthiest self is just around the corner. Better yet, Forward doctors help you find exactly what your genes say about your health. It's time to listen to what your body is telling you. Go to GoForward.com today to get the insights you need to put you on the path to better health. That's GoForward.com.
I want people to think about the healthcare workers. You know, we can say, I'll take the risk. I'll get on a plane and go see my family for Thanksgiving because that's important to me. I'll take the risk. If I get sick, it'll be fine. The problem with that is that you don't have a choice if you're going to get sick or not. And maybe you won't get sick, but you don't have a choice as to who you'll infect. And we don't have a choice if they'll die or they'll live.
That's Fiona Tulip, a grieving daughter who lost her mother to COVID-19. Fiona wants to make sure her mother, a Latina frontline worker from Texas, is more than just a number scrolling on the newsfeed.
We've got to think about the people who are working and risking their lives to save our lives. And we have to remember that we don't have a choice into how this virus acts. We can't choose whether it infects us or infects someone else, and we can't choose if we stay alive or if we die.
I'm Justin Beck, founder and CEO of Contact World. Listen to Contact World, the podcast, on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish and Joe Pisapia.
All right, welcome back. It is Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish, Joe Pizzapia with you here on the show. We got a little baseball preview coming your way here. I'll be locked in to some of these games for sure coming up a little bit later today, especially the Braves and Cardinals. Boy, a lot of people asking me what I think about that series, and I want to talk about that here in a sec. This morning, it looks like Tyrell Williams, the Raiders are hopeful that he'll be able to play against the Bears, and of course, at this point, Trevor Davis has been in the mix a little bit with the Raiders. He actually ran for a touchdown last week. J.J. Nelson, Keelan Doss, we heard so much in the preseason about, they would be candidates potentially to play, but I think at this point, it's safe to say Tyrell Williams locked and loaded as a wide receiver three. Doesn't get a lot of volume, but has been scoring a lot of touchdowns. That's dangerous in fantasy. But
yeah, he's been efficient. That's been good.
Right, look, he's getting those ugly points. That's what you need in fantasy, and he certainly has done it. One also quick NFL note is that we talked about this on the show yesterday, in case you listen, that Joe and I are officially in on Gardner Minshew at 4-1 to win the offensive rookie of the year in the NFL. So we are officially rooting for that, correct?
Oh, officially. We've gone in together. This is important. This is a big step in our relationship.
It is.
We went in on a wager together. You trusted me enough to send me money to do it for you. You didn't even
look at it. It was such a big amount.
It was such a huge amount. You didn't even look at what the VIG. I told you, what do you want to do? I just threw a number. And you're like, yeah, whatever.
I'm in.
You could have tripled it, and I would have probably been like, okay, whatever. I trust you, and this was big for us. I feel like now we're connected the rest of the year.
Well, what I would like to do, the way that we're going to handle this is as follows. So Minshew, we screwed up. We should have done this last week at 10-1 or 8-1. That was a mistake. But we may have an opportunity to get that again. If Minshew has a good game against Carolina and they lose, there's a chance there'll be some pushback to 6-1, to 7-1, and then we'll bet more next week if that is indeed the case. Now, if Jacksonville wins, if Jacksonville beats Carolina, Minshew
should go to 3-1, right?
I think even less. I think
it go to less with Jones and Murray still on that board too.
If it would obviously be dependent on what happens in those games. Who was the first one? Jacobs, you said?
No, just the Kyler Murray hype machine.
Oh, Daniel Jones. I forgot Daniel Jones.
Daniel Jones, only because it's New York. And you know, and I know, the New York media can push an overhype.
It's an excellent point. I don't think Murray, even though Murray is ahead of him in terms of the odds, I personally don't put him ahead in the conversation because they're going to be losing so many games. And I think that people recognize that a lot of Murray's stats are all second half based. I feel like there will be a narrative for Minshew in popularity, but he's got to keep winning. It may not be about his stats, by the way. It's about the winning for him. So if Minshew goes out there, throws for 170 yards and one touchdown, and Jacksonville wins 19-12, fine. I mean, that is all I'm looking for this week. Just keep that winning train going. And Jones, I think, would be the second choice. You're right, because of the New York factor. But you know what? Honestly, Jones didn't look that good against Washington. Threw a lot of picks. Didn't look good.
No,
so
he's got a ways to go.
Yeah. So right now, and Minshew's got a 2 week, head start on Daniel Jones.
Jones is going to score you fantasy points, but he's going to frustrate you in real life. That's how I look at Jones at times. Yeah, and the MVP is an award based on, just like everything else, it wins. Rookie of the Year is about impact. And there's a separate one for defense, correct? I'm not, we're on a loop in on that. So
yeah, no,
the
no,
second
no.
one,
yeah.
Right. So we're in the clear there. So we're fine.
Yeah. Last week before this happened, Josh Jacobs was ahead of him. Kyler Murray was ahead of him.
Who's number one on the defense, do you think? Is Devin Bush with all the tackles he's had?
You know what? Honestly, I have not looked
at that. That's one I should peel into that one a little bit. I like me some defense. You know that.
Yeah, I'm not. I like defense, but I can't tell you who in the world would be the best defensive player.
Well, rookies. Well, and again, might be another default one where you look at it and, But look, I think this Gardner Minshew thing is going to bring us closer together no matter what, either in misery or in joy.
I'm very happy.
This is huge. So
now I really liked it last week and we lost a lot of value. But I still like it this week.
Why didn't you push for it last week? I feel like you were just like yelling about it, but you didn't want to.
Because I didn't really.
Did you not believe? Because of Denver, you still thought Denver.
No, not at all.
Well, you were all in Denver last week.
I thought Denver would win. Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought Denver would
win. That's what it was. Subconsciously.
No, but a good bet is doing that before that thing happens. This to me is losing value on the bet, but I just didn't really consider betting it. Like, I don't know. And now that it's happened as a novice bettor, this is a novice play. We should have done it last week, but we have no choice. Like, this is, I want to do it now before it even goes lower, because I think this is the final opportunity here to get it. This is it. If Jacksonville beats Carolina, he is the favorite to win the Rookie of the Year, I think, moving forward. That's it.
I agree.
Yeah. All right. Baseball games today, Joe. Who do you like in the series between the Cardinals and Braves? Like, I have three fan bases that follow me intensely on Twitter. The Marlins, of course, being number one, and then Cardinals and Braves are like tied at this point for number two in my world. And I picked the Cardinals to win the World Series at the beginning of the year. I'm holding a ticket that could win me thousands. So certainly my money is on the Cardinals, but I look at the Braves and I say, you know, they are the favorite to win the series here, Joe. Keuchel will pitch tonight at 5 for them, and then Miles Michaelis pitches game one. They want Flaherty going in game two. So, wow, I think this is the hardest series to call of them all, Cardinals and Braves.
It's very, and I think part of it is because of what we talked about yesterday, which was the Braves, I think, are the better team, but the Cardinals are the hot team rolling in. And that's always a tricky thing when you get to the postseason. I personally like the Braves here. I will take the overall talent of that team. Also, to this matchup, Keuchel and Michaelis, is there a less appealing first game of a? I'm trying to, like, you know, in recent years, usually you get like at least one of the big kind of pitchers, if not both. You know, in the night game, you get two, you know, excellent pitchers, great pitching matchup there, but Miles Michaelis and Dallas Keuchel, ugh, gosh,
yeah.
You know,
I mean, Michaelis was really good 2 years ago. He wasn't really.
He was, but I'm living in the now, and yeah. You know, the now says he's got a 4 ERA. So, you know, I don't know how good he can be.
Yeah, I suppose
Keuchel's been there before.
I suppose what the Cardinals are thinking is in a game one scenario, they're shooting for some length here, and to not have to overexpose the bullpen in game one, because I think that they know what they have in game two. I mean, Flaherty has been the National League's best pitcher since the All-Star break. That's the only thing that I can really think of here. Cardinals go up and somehow they pull off a miracle, Joe, game one. Then they really can put the throat on them. They put the foot on the throat in game two with Flaherty, I guess. But you're right, man.
Like, but doesn't this prohibit a potential third start for...
Five games.
No, but I'm saying, you hear me out. When you have Flaherty go in one, then you theoretically with the off days, you could have him go again in. Can you have him with the off days go again in three or no? You can't the way they've scheduled it.
No. Yeah.
Can't. All right. So you can only get him for two games. So basically, they're trying to say Flaherty's the guy that we might be able to start in the fifth game.
That's exactly the situation.
Yeah. Well, then that makes sense. So that's the way you got to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the Braves here. As good as Flaherty's been, you know, I don't know. I look at that Braves team, and the defense of that team is very good. And I think that's something where everything gets lost in the shuffle of all the home runs and the stolen bases and the big pitchers and all that stuff. But catching the ball, I mean, that's the Brewers. You know, little things and fundamentals. I think the fundamentals of the Braves defensively, especially in the infield, it's very good. Acuña is very good out there, too. I think the defense wins this one. I think it's the Braves.
Oh, could be a good series. My head says the Braves. My money says the Cardinals at this point. So I got a big bet on them. Well, not big. I don't know. It's let me see. Let me pull out this ticket here, Joe.
Whoa, hey, keep your ticket.
All right,
I got your ticket in the show live. Oh, okay. Hey.
Back in December, December 12th, 2018.
That's the last time you pulled out your ticket? Wow, it's a long time.
I don't get out much. $200 to win $2,400. That's the bet.
Hey, well, that would be nice.
Yeah, I'll middle it if it gets that far.
That's to win the World Series, or that was to get to the World Series.
Nah, okay. To win the World Series. Yeah.
Hey,
probably not.
I'm curious. What made you think that? Like, what was it you saw in the Cardinals
I thought they were going to get Goldschmidt.
Well, they did.
Yeah, and then the line moved down a little, and then during the season I could have got better odds than 12-1. In fact, 12-1 is what the Cardinals are right now. It wasn't really doing anything great by me doing that. All right, Nationals at Dodgers, Corbin and Bueller. Dodgers very, very important, Joe, to win game one, because then the Nationals all of a sudden are going to get Scherzer and Strasburg back eventually. They're not going to have for game one, I don't think for game two either. But then they'll have these guys ready for games 3, 4, and 5. I think pretty important for the Dodgers to win. This could end up being a very competitive series because of the pitching. So some pressure, I think, on LA tonight. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. I think you nailed it. And I think Walker Buehler is going to be up for the task. And I think the Dodgers are going to be ready too. Now, it is tough because Corbin is very capable. I think this is one where it's going to be like a 1-0 or even nothing kind of game. And it's going to be won or lost in the bullpen. And to me right now, I just think that the Dodgers being at home, they're going to find a way to win this one. And when they do, look, going forward, Strasburg, Scherzer, you got Kershaw, you got all these big names. Ryu's had a tremendous season. This is going to be a great series. And it's funny because you look at it on paper and you think, oh, it's probably a low scoring one, right? So does that mean it's going to be like 8-7 tonight or something crazy, right?
Could be. It could be. These games have been under so far, but usually pitching games go under. The first few weeks of the postseason are usually under, although a couple of years ago we saw a ton of scoring. So we'll certainly see. All right. We got Exit Velocity coming up next here on the show. And then we'll send it over to Full Time Fantasy coming up at the top of the hour. Just a reminder, I will be back tomorrow on this program. JB Eisenberg will be with us from CBS Sports. Also, Mitch Moss from VSiN will give us some good gambling tips for the weekend, good wagering tips for the weekend in both the NFL and college football. So stay tuned. That will be tomorrow. And then Joe and I will be back here again on Monday's edition of the show. So with that being said, we got Exit Velocity up next, a hot topic in the world of reality, in the world of fantasy. We'll do that. Also, please like and subscribe to the show if you're listening to us on iTunes or Android and you are getting the show and listening to it every day, podcast form. You can also listen to the program over on Stitcher, great podcast app, great way to listen to us. Audioboom.com also populates the audio. Basically, wherever you hear a podcast, you can hear the show. We would invite you to do so every single day, Monday through Friday, right here on Fantasy Sports Today. John Love was with us earlier, and so I'll have some thoughts on college football, on some of the things he said, coming up next when we do Exit Velocity. Don't go away.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice, we play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
What do we mean by sales disruptors? Well, it's today's business leaders sharing their experience on how they manage through change, like...
So this is a great opportunity to sharpen your tools. In a down market where you're not making a lot of big changes, there's an opportunity to go back and clean up things that need attention. Everything has wear and tear, so there's a great opportunity to go back and get caught up.
Tune in to Sales Disruptors, an Exactly podcast on Spotify or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. When markets change, leaders must reinvent. We all know that's more important than ever. Sales Disruptors is a brand new podcast from Exactly, the global leader in helping businesses reinvent the way they manage sales. Join us for candid conversations with global business leaders on how to thrive no matter what the market throws at you. Sales Disruptors. Download today on Spotify or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish and Joe Pisapia.
All right, welcome back. It is Fantasy Sports Today. As always, we're going to end this show the way we always do. It's a hot take of sorts, and we'll focus in on some college football with a little Exit Velocity.
I feel the need for speed.
Ow! Exit Velocity.
Nice velocity.
All right, well, as we talked about with John Lobb earlier in the show, I don't know why college teams don't take more advantage of their surroundings and of their situation. And I think that you guys are going to see tomorrow night that Cincinnati has done a phenomenal job the way that they have painted their field. Now, look, will it result in a win? I don't know. Will it be a little embarrassing if they go through all of this stuff? and UCF comes and lays a smackdown on the Bearcats, it certainly could happen. But I would tell you this, I love this atmosphere. That's what I love so much about college football, the way that these kids get into it. And on top of that, on Friday night, Saturday too, my team in the University of Florida, the Gators, they're going to be taking on Auburn. College football just provides such great drama, such great games every week. And that's what we're kind of missing in the NFL, I think, are these great games that we actually see on the field that are decided. Hopefully we get a great game tonight with the Rams and Seahawks. It certainly looks like the best game that we've seen on Thursday night. Last week was a really good game between the between the Eagles and the Packers. We'll see if we get a great one tonight. As you can tell, baseball is on my mind for sure. Full-time fantasy is coming up next. Thanks again to John Lobb for our producer, Sean Guastamacchi, and my co-host, Joe Pizzapia. I am Craig Mish. Talk to you tomorrow at noon. Have a great day, everybody. See ya.
These days, the hustle's nonstop. When you need to unwind, reach for a Coors Light. It's the only beer that's literally made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. You know it's time to chill when the mountains on the cans and bottles turn blue. Don't feel like running to the store? Get Coors Light delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. So kick back with Coors Light. It's mountain cold refreshment made to chill. Coors Brewing Company in Golden, Colorado encourages you to celebrate responsibly.
Are you a Henry? It stands for high earner, not rich yet. It means that despite earning a six-figure income, you're struggling to amass any meaningful nest egg. Our friends at The Motley Fool can help. Since 1993, they've been providing investment advice, helping members build the financial future they envision. To kickstart your 2021 financial goals, they're offering five of their favorite stock picks for free. Realizing you're a Henry? Remember the not rich yet part. You can do it, and The Motley Fool can help. Visit fool.com/bestbets.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
Work moves fast. From emails and reports to proposals and updates, you're expected to think clearly, write confidently, and get it right the first time. And every message counts. That's where Grammarly comes in. It gives you everything you need to think, write, and finish in one place, or anywhere you type and text. You'll never have to switch tools or tabs. Grammarly's AI agents are built for how you work and where you work, so you can find the right words, adjust your tone, and predict how your message might land before you hit send. Your ideas will get a boost while still sounding natural, credible, and just the way you want. For nearly 17 years, Grammarly has been the standard for responsible AI. It's the premier writing tool that 93% of users trust to get more work done. In a world of generic AI, don't sound like everyone else. With Grammarly, you never will. Download Grammarly for free at Grammarly.com. That's Grammarly.com.